We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And again, if you have any questions, you know anyone who wants to be on Radio Entrepreneurs, please connect with me, Jeffrey Davis, on my LinkedIn site, or you can connect with all of us on our webpage. Over 800,000 people have connected with Radio Entrepreneurs. So if you're interested in entrepreneurship, please connect with our overall network. You know, we like to call frequently our reporter on litigation and the law, Mark Furman, from the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart, and Rogers. Welcome back, Mark.
Hi, Jeffrey. How you doing today?
Good, thank you. Mark, there's a lot going on in the world and the world of business. What's our topic today?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the importance of consulting with your professionals, if you're a business owner. You know, I handle business disputes, and a lot of times they involve disputes that could have been avoided with a little bit of consultation with professionals ahead of time. A lot of times, insurance folks, insurance professionals, are not adequately consulted, I find, by business owners. You know, buying insurance is not to protect your business, is not like ordering a sandwich. You really need advice as to what is necessary to protect your business, and you need it before the claim is filed against you. It's too late. Once a lawsuit is filed or a claim letter is received. Now, it's impossible to insure every risk, but in collaboration with your insurance professional, you got to analyze what are the most likely types of risks. You got to figure out the cost. You got to figure out if you can reduce the cost by maybe increasing the deductible, and you know, go into it with your eyes wide open as to what is covered and what isn't covered. Most businesses have some sort of comprehensive general liability policy that's going to insure, in general, claims for personal injury or property damage. But what about a claim that you were negligent and it didn't cause property damage or personal injury? You know, sort of a malpractice type thing, errors and omissions. Do you need that kind of coverage? Is it available? What's the cost for your particular business? How about directors and officers liability insurance? You know, sometimes that comes up for folks who are officers or directors of companies. You ought to consider insurance before you you know, at an early stage, and make, and then frequently renew it. What you can afford may be very small starting out, but as your business grows, your business becomes a greater target for potential claimants. And so you want to review your insurance periodically to make sure you can sleep well at night. So I'd encourage folks to do that. In terms of legal documents, it never ceases to amaze me how much of how many cases I have where my client did not have a lawyer in handling the underlying transaction that's given rise to the dispute. There is a misimpression that legal documents are boilerplate, that they're all the same. Nothing could be further from the truth. I've heard people say, I don't I didn't think I needed a lawyer because the other side's lawyer was going to put together the agreement. Well, the other side's lawyer has an obligation to make those documents favorable to his client or her client, not to you. So having the other side represented by a lawyer, so you think you can save on having a lawyer involved for yourself, it's not a good decision. You know, if there's never a dispute, if everybody's happy, there's plenty of money to go around, if nobody tries to get more than they're entitled to, it's not a problem. But the cases that come across my desk are the ones that something has gone wrong, expectations aren't met, and what those agreements say matter. So my suggestion, avoid doing a handyman special agreement. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish. The cost of having the agreements properly documented is such a minuscule amount compared to the cost of trying to resolve a dispute in our judicial system. And, you know, people who do not write agreements for a living, don't always express things in the clearest possible way, and that results in different expectations and disagreements about what it means years later, months, if not years later. I've seen people buy businesses without using a lawyer because they've used a lawyer in other transactions, and so they have the agreements from those other transactions to use for this transaction. Not a good idea non-lawyers start cutting and pasting from other agreements to try to fit into a particular situation. And just to give you one example, a business sale, no lawyer involved, and one part of the agreement said disputes will be decided in arbitration in Boston, and another part said disputes will be decided in arbitration in Atlanta, Georgia, and another said case will be brought in a particular state, not Massachusetts, and a fourth provision said that disputes had to be resolved in a town in Massachusetts, in the state and federal courts of a town in Massachusetts that had neither a state nor a federal court. So this drafting inconsistency gets, when there's a dispute, ends up in costing the client a fortune because they saved a small amount of money on the front end. So my suggestion is consider what can go wrong and why you need professionals to help you ahead of time, whether it's insurance professionals or legal professionals. And don't be penny wise and pound foolish, and don't draft contractual agreements that are going to have significant implications for the future for you and your company.
Mark, when you talked about selling a business and not using an attorney, it really triggered me and it made my hair in the back of my neck go up. I don't know how many times I've been in a transaction with a client and they've said to me, so we have this covered, right, Jeff? And I go, no, I'm not an attorney. And they go, what? And they'll look at me and they'll say, well, we don't need an attorney to do this. This is a simple deal. And I go, there's no such thing as a simple deal until we, and then when we get into trouble, we're going to regret not having an attorney. But people do try to do things without an attorney all the time. And I think you're really right. It's a lot less money to do it right up front. And everyone assumes that everything is going to be great in the honeymoon. But when the honeymoon's over, it's a nightmare.
Right. I mean, a lot of business sales have an earn-out or deferred payments or consulting agreements for the seller, the former owner. And these things all give rise to disputes all the time. The buyer takes over the company. They have their method of operating, and they're going to do it their way. And there's going to be conflict, and they're probably going to want to get rid of the former owner as quickly as possible. And if there's an earnout involved, it's got to be clear as to when it's earned and when it's not, and ambiguities lead to differences. And, sometimes the earnouts are a critical part of the consideration in a transaction. And, let's just say you're getting $2 million at the closing. You may have an interest in $6 million and how the company performs over a period of years and whether it meets particular benchmarks. And the last thing in the world you want if you're the seller is to have the buyer's lawyer writing those kind of clauses because there ain't no boilerplate. It's, the buyer has an interest in trying to use the most narrow words possible to define the circumstances where the buyer actually has to pay additional funds to the seller. And if there's a 2-year or 3-year consulting agreement, the buyer is maybe viewing that agreement after a relatively short period of time as an expense that they wouldn't mind not having. And finding an excuse it's not impossible that a buyer might say, you breached X, Y, or Z provision of the agreement, therefore you're fired. And by the way, you lose your rights on the earnout because you breached the totality of the agreement. I mean, these agreements have implications, and you need to be aware of it and try to protect yourself. Now, I understand there is not equal bargaining power in every transaction. You may be desperate to sell, and you finally found the buyer, and they have a lot of leverage, but that doesn't mean that you can't try to make the agreement as favorable to you as possible. And having some legal representation, I think, is very important.
Critical topic. Thank you, Mark. We really appreciate it. If somebody's looking to speak with you about any of these things, how would they find you at Tarlow Breed Hart & Rogers?
I can be reached at 617-218-2025 or at M. Furman, F-U-R-M-A-N, at tbhr-law.com.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
All right. Remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. That was Mark Furman. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.